From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Nearly 120 were killed, some 200 others wounded Sunday in two bombings in Baghdad. The deadliest attack occurred as a direct result of a truck bomb in the city's central Qurrata district, the blast claimed by Islamic State. A roadside bomb also struck a market in a Shia district of the city, but there was no immediate claim of responsibility. Georgetown University visiting professor R. Nicholas Pallarino says, as long as Islamic State holds key territory, such attacks will never go away entirely.
They have what's called these rat lines from these different safe haven areas where they can get into large cities like Baghdad and destroy things and kill people. As long as you have those safe havens where the Islamic State, then they're able to project their destruction to other areas, not only in the region, but also to Europe and hopefully never to the United States, but you never know what's going to happen at this point.
The U.S. condemns Sunday's attacks. Those attacks occurred a little more than a week after Iraqi forces ousted Islamic State militants from the city Fallujah, just 50 kilometers west of Baghdad. The Nigerian militant group Niger Delta Avengers on Sunday claimed responsibility for several new attacks on Nigerian oil facilities carried out since Friday. In messages posted on Twitter, the Avengers said they attacked a pipeline connected to the Wari refinery operated by the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation. They also said they blew up two lines close to the Batan flow station and attacked two Chevron facilities. Such attacks have pushed Nigerian crude production to 30-year lows, contributing to the country's economic slowdown. This is VOA News.